We've got Baxter County Judge Liddy here with us, and Heather Loftus is here as well. Heather, go ahead and take it away on this Wednesday morning.
We were upstairs taking pictures with our Beat Harrison signs.
So, awesome.
And the judge was a fabulous football player back in the day. All the Liddy boys weren't. I mean,
I heard that.
Everybody played, right?
Everybody played, yes, yeah. They did, yeah.
Yeah. Who'd you play in, or who was your head coach?
A lot of fun back then. Barney Crawford was our head coach when I was in high school. Yeah.
Were you part of the state championship run?
No, I was not. We made it to the semifinals my senior year. Yeah. A lot of fun.
Favorite Beat Harrison memories? You got any?
Oh, yeah. Harrison actually got the best of us in high school. We won one out of them three, but my senior year we went to overtime and lost to them. We were both undefeated my senior year, us and Harrison, and they won in overtime 10-3.
Did we used to play them at the end of the season? End of the season.
Used to be the last game of the season every year, yes.
Yeah, and that's when, like, we'd make the bets. And, I mean, Jim Bodenhammer jumped in, went off the rope there at Cotter Spring one year on the way home.
Yeah, he sure did,
after we beat him.
That would have been my junior year, yeah.
You think we can get Bodenhammer to go off the rope again at Cotter Spring?
We can try it.
It's pretty low last time I was down there.
I'd go with him if he'd go.
Hey, there you go. I like that. I like that. So, quorum court meeting was last night. Judge, of course, regular routine business, just some passing some ordinances and funding the budget, just regular business.
Yeah, quick business last night, just normal stuff. And, you know, we've been getting in the swing of getting our 2025 budget lined out for the county, and started that a little over a week ago. And Miss Janae, our treasurer, she's always pushing us to get that stuff done. So she's prodding us all the time. So we're going through it.
Yeah, y'all. Will you approve that in October? Is that typically the business?
Hopefully, yes. That's her goal, mm-hmm. to do it as soon as possible. Yeah.
And any changes forthcoming or anything you're looking at?
Not a lot. County's still, really, financially sound right now, and good things going on, and we've been going over wish list, and there's not a lot to the wish list, and I thought there would be, but some, but not a lot. So
what's at the top of your wish list?
I really, since the day I've started to improve and go that extra step with our road program, and I know everybody don't see that, but a lot do. It affects a lot of people. I said when I started last year, I went an extra mile. I had the road list handed to me last year, and I went an extra mile than what was handed to me, and my goal is to do that again this year, and which that's the plan, and it's on schedule to happen. So it affects so many residents and so many people that visit our county to improve our roads, and that's just a big goal of mine, to keep improving them.
How many employees within Road and Bridge?
Low 40s usually. It's hard to keep fully staffed is 43, but it's just hard to keep that number.
And what's it been like with 43 employees? Now you're trying to balance the everyday tasks of the county, but then you had the added storm debris removal from the Memorial Day.
You know, it's easy to plan your schedule, mm-hmm. until something's thrown at you didn't plan for. Mm-hmm. The tornado back in May, we didn't plan for. It threw a real wrench in what we were trying to do. So when that happened, and once we got everything lined out, we put every employee we had, which is, 40 plus, picking up brush. So we was running about 5 crews. Mm-hmm. And once we got what I consider the emergency part of the brush cleaned up, we had to back off and go do our things that we're obligated to do, like chip and seal and overlay and mowing our right-of-ways. And that was a goal of mine also, to keep our right-of-ways mowed very well. And we wasn't doing that, but there come to the point where we had to cut back on our brush pickup crews and do things we're obligated, like chip and seal and overlay. So we've already filed for a 6-month extension with FEMA, which begins sometime in December. That first 6 months runs out in December. We filed for that 6-month extension so we can continue to get reimbursed for that brush pickup. We could have very easily contracted a company to do it, like Briarcliff, but I felt like we were very well staffed, unlike Briarcliff was not, to do this our job ourselves. So when things are a little slower as far as our typical mowing, overlaying, chipping, sealing, we can run mm-hmm. 5 crews, and we can finish the brush pickup pretty quick.
I mean, you can't help it. You can put your best foot forward, but residents are still going to be frustrated if they still have debris in their front yard. But as we move through the fall and into the winter months, I mean, you'll be able to put a lot more resources on that debris pickup too, right?
We'll have more crews running as soon as we get our road projects done that we're obligated to do.
Yeah.
And a little, the flood didn't hit us as bad as it did Marion County. All of our flood damage was down along Denton Ferry. But that pulled our guys off their normal jobs for about 30 days right there to fix some things down there that mm-hmm. got flooded, was flooded and tore up.
for residents who are hearing, well, you're working on all these road projects while we still have debris pickup, those were already planned, already, you know, scheduled. It's not anything you could adjust.
They were all, you know, most of them projects were started. Some was even started prior to me becoming judge. But yeah, so we'd started, you know, replacing soft spots, digging up soft spots in roads, and so we were making some of these roads rougher than they were with the mm-hmm. soft spots. But so we had to go back in and finish them, or more complaints mm-hmm. would have came from them roads. But anyway, we're getting it done, and we got one more road to chip and seal. We're finishing overlay down on Denton Ferry, and then we're going to go to County Road 25 and do about 2 miles of overlay up there, and we'll be back on the brush pickup, and hopefully have it done before winter's over for sure.
Is there a road project that you talked about your wish list earlier? Is there a road project that, man, you'd love to see the county be able to get to in 25?
Well, my goal is to finish County Road 25, which runs from Highway 201 to Highway 5. Lots of traffic. I've had lots of calls. When are you going to finish this? When are you going to finish this? Prior to me being elected, they started the 201 end, 201 north end of 25, and did about 3 miles. So we're going to about 2 miles this year, as all the funds we have to go. Hopefully next year we can go a couple more and finally get that overlaid all the way to Highway 5. But I want to get that road finished.
Health department's coming along.
We have a meeting today at 10 o'clock. First meeting we've had since it started, and we're going to start having one, I believe, once a month. And, you know, like you said before, we talked about that a long time, and we sure did, and I thought that would be going long before it started. But anyway, just takes time. Yeah. And but you know, hopefully by, you know, next, you know, May or June, it'll be open for business.
Well, I'm back on school pickup duty, so I drive by it every day. Yeah. So I'm happy to be your eyes and ears on the ground.
So it looked like to me they about got the pack brought up to grade. I was uh-huh. looking at it this morning, so it's about up to grade. So they're going to start seeing some more progress out there.
All right, Judge. Go yep. Bombers. Beat Harrison.
Yep. Beat Harrison.
Absolutely. And saw some pictures of Denton Ferry Road on Facebook this morning. It's looking mighty fine. I know a lot of people are going to be happy about that. Thank you both.